Listen to the three interviews. Complete each statement. Interview 1.
Welcome to Art Focus. This is your host, Albert Tremont, and we're broadcasting today from beautiful downtown Minneapolis, where we're asking people about their favorite artists. Excuse me, ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Yes?
I'm Albert Tremont from Art Focus.
Oh, I love your show.
Thank you. And your name is?
Catherine. Catherine Davidson.
Hi, Catherine. Catherine, I wonder if you have a favorite artist you'd like to tell us about.
A favorite artist? Can it be a fashion designer?
Of course. Fashion design is definitely one of the visual arts.
Well, then, I really like the Italian designer Valentino. He's a classic.
Wasn't there a documentary about him some time ago?
Yes. It was Valentino, the Last Emperor. I really loved the passion he had for his art.
So what do you especially like about his work?
Well, I find his dresses really elegant and very original. He once said, "I like things simple." I think he was very successful at creating simple and beautiful clothing.
He was particularly known for his red dresses, right?
He was. It was called Valentino Red. Gorgeous.
I see.
You know, seeing that movie, it inspired me to take fashion design classes myself.
Really? That's terrific. Are you a fashion designer?
Me? No. But I work in the field, in sales.
Well, thank you, Catherine. It was nice talking with you.
You're welcome.
Interview 2.
Let's find someone else. Sir, excuse me, would you be willing to talk with us?
Me? Sure.
Great. Can I get your name?
Nick. Nick Dawson.
Hi, Nick. I couldn't help but notice that you were taking pictures before, and I'm wondering if you have a favorite photographer.
A favorite photographer? That would definitely be the U.S. photographer, Vivian Mayer. Have you heard of her?
There was a movie about her, right?
Yes, Finding Vivian Mayer. That's when I first heard about her, actually.
So what do you like about her work?
Well, for one thing, her story is fascinating. She never worked professionally as a photographer. She took care of other people's kids, and she took photos during her free time. Tons of them.
But they say she never showed them to anyone.
That's right. Her work was discovered after she died in 2009, and everyone thought her photos were amazing. For me, her images are unforgettable. She had this ability to photograph people at just the right moment.
It's an incredible story.
Believe it or not, her work has influenced my own. When you came over to speak to me, I was waiting for the right moment to take a shot.
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, that's okay. It was fun talking with you.
Interview 3.
Here's someone we can try talking with. Ma'am?
Yes?
Hi, Albert Tremont with Art Focus. I wonder if I could ask for a minute of your time to tell us if you have a favorite artist.
A favorite artist? You mean like a painter?
Sure, or any kind of artist.
For me, that would be Tang Yin. He's a famous Chinese artist from the Ming Dynasty. That was about 600 years ago. He painted in a very traditional Chinese style.
So why is he your favorite?
He was very talented. Everyone wants to paint like him.
I see.
At the time, some people didn't take his work seriously. He painted pictures of natural scenes in a realistic style, and most other painters back then didn't paint like him. But today, his paintings are considered to be masterpieces of Chinese painting.
So what impact does his work have on you when you see it?
Me? Well, last year I went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York and saw a beautiful painting by Tang Yin. I was very moved. It made me think of my home back in China.
Well, thank you so much. And your name is?
Dai Hong.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.